All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the show. My next guest is from Rockville Center, New York. He is a professional home inspector. Please welcome Jamie Schaefer to the show. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Good day.
All right, excellent. Just start off by giving us a quick overview of what you do.
I am a professional home inspector. I'm the guy that will check out a property that you're about to buy and tell you exactly what's wrong with it before you drop a $500,000.
Right, okay. That makes sense. So what are some of the things that you're looking for?
I look at really everything from the roof all the way down to the boiler, judging the condition of the items in the house and all of the major appliances and systems, as well as estimating their age so that customers can know exactly how long they can expect these items to last.
Okay, understood. So what are some of the reasons why somebody might hire you?
Well, the main reason is the transfer of a property. Most of my customers are buyers of a house, so they're looking to find out if the property they're about to spend their money on is in good condition, and if it's not, then they can either go back to the negotiating table to lower the price, or they can decide not to buy it and move on to a different property. Okay. Then we occasionally have the seller who is interested in having their home inspected so that they know what's wrong with their property before they put it on the market. There are fewer customers like that, but they do exist.
So how did you learn to do what you do?
There's schooling required. New York State requires a license to be a home inspector, and licensing was instituted in 2006. Prior to that, anybody could call themselves a home inspector and just go into business. But nowadays, you have to take 100 hours of classroom time and 40 hours of field training before you can become a licensed inspector.
So what was that training like? Was it difficult?
Honestly, I didn't take the training myself because I've been an inspector since the early 1990s, but I did teach the subject. I was an instructor at Molloy College where I taught the subject of home inspection for 4 years. So I actually learned on the job. I was one of those guys that just decided one day to be a home inspector and became one and learned it all on the job.
All right. So what advice would you give to somebody who was considering learning to become a home inspector now?
Find yourself a good school that teaches it. Go through the classes. But most importantly is the field training. The classroom is important, but there's nothing like experience. Getting out there in the field under another home inspector and learning how he does what he does.
So did you have any mentors or anybody that you looked up to?
Honestly, I didn't. Like I said, I started long before there was any licensing required and decided one day to become a home inspector and did my own training. I did find it was a very short class at one of the local colleges on how to become a home inspector, took the class, and next day I was in business.
So were there any challenges or anything that was difficult about, you know, getting started?
As with any business, there's definitely challenges and some things that are difficult. I would say for a new home inspector, probably the hardest part of the whole equation is generating the business. You know, I've been around for a long time, so I have quite a following, and people seek me out. But, you know, the new guy coming into the business, most of the time, the only way he's going to be able to generate business is by being cheaper than anybody else. It's a tough business to break into if you're new at it.
Okay. So what inspires you to want to do what you do?
Well, first of all, I like helping people. It's, you know, it's the biggest investment anybody's ever going to make when they buy their first home. And it's very satisfying when I have new home buyers for the first time walking through a house with me and explaining to them how the systems work and how long they should expect certain items in the house to last. It's just I enjoy helping people, especially young couples getting started.
So what are some of your goals now for the future?
My plan right now is to continue as I've been going. I am a one-man show. I do all of the inspections myself. I have learned, unfortunately, by teaching others while I was doing that, that I don't want to teach lots of other people what I do just because they come after my business pretty hard. So the only one I teach now is my son. He's in training with me. He's been working with me for several years now, and he will continue to do so. He's just too young to send him out on his own.
Got it. Okay. So what is the best way for people to contact you if they would like more information?
Well, there's a couple of ways. First way is my phone. My phone is always on, and if I don't answer, please leave a voicemail. And that's 516-398-4525. Or my website, which is jamieschaefer.com. Or just put my name into Google. It's spelled S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And my reviews pop up on the screen, and I'm very easy to get a hold of.
All right, excellent. Jamie Schaefer, thanks for coming on the show today. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely my pleasure. You have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye now.
This is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media FM. Thank you for listening. We will be right back after this break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.